The Bible where it says, oh, clap your hands, all your people. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all your people. Ah, yes. Would somebody clap him like he's been good to you? Ah, clap him like he woke you up this morning. Clap him like he started you on your way this morning. Clap him like you're glad to be in the house of the Lord. One more time. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many is glad to be in the house of the Lord on a beautiful Sunday morning? A beautiful Sunday morning. How many glad you made the wake up list? I said, how many glad you made the wake up list? The Bible says, let everything that hath breath, let everything that hath breath. Last time I checked, everybody in here was breathing. So that means everybody in here should be praising. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, give them the fruit of your lips here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. How many love that word of the Lord here this morning? Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Cross White, for this invitation to be here with you guys. And I am just so excited. I'm just excited to see what God is going to do. How many came with some expectation in your heart? Some expectation, woke up saying, God is going to do something for me. God is going to do something in my house. God is going to do something in my life here this morning. Yes, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for all your hospitality. We don't take it lightly. We thank you. We thank you. And now what I want to know is, how many love your pastor here this morning? How many love Pastor Cross White? Yes. The man of God, the visionary for this place, visionary for this town, and I have just loved to watch him. We'll go out and hang around him, and man, he just stops by, and everybody he meets, he wants them to have the Holy Ghost. And I mean, he just talks to them, and it's just friendly. And the Bible says, a wise man, it says, he that winneth souls is wise. And what I like to do is flip that around and say a wise man will win souls. And here it is, your man of God cares about the hearts of men. And how many thankful that you love a man of God that is concerned about the lost in his community. And he wants to do everything in his power to see them saved. And I'm just inspired. And I just love to see that, love to watch you, sir. And I just inspires my heart to, man, everybody I see, you got to come to church. You got to come meet the God I know. And we cannot say enough about the man of God without celebrating the woman of God. I just love to see her. She's so busy. Man, she's just always doing something, playing up here. Now she's doing the ASL. Man, I mean, love a busy first lady that loves the work of God. I said that loves the work of God. Loves the work of God. Thank you so much, sir. How many came to have church this morning? I said, how many came to have church this morning? Would you go with me in your Bibles? Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Go with me. Luke chapter 8. Feel this on my heart. Somebody in this place. Luke chapter 8. Verse 49 is where we're going to launch off here. Luke chapter 8 and verse 49. The word of the Lord says, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. For when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came unto the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, James, and John, the father and the maid, mother of the maiden, and all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. Just going to read that again to give the devil a black eye. Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. They laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Verse 54, and he put them all out, took her by the hand, and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again. She arose straightway, commanded to give her meat. Her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. You know, very familiar verses of scripture here for many of us. But I love how when Jesus comes into the house, things start to change. When Jesus steps into your situation, things start to change. And that's what I feel this morning, that God wants to step into some situations here today. And he wants to take control and he wants to do his best work. And I wonder how many of us will allow him to work this morning. I said, I wonder how many of us want to allow God to work in our lives, to say, God, we give up. We're not going to try to do it. We're not going to try to fix it, but we're just going to hand it over to an all-knowing God, to an all-powerful God. Verse 49, they say, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Jesus heard it. He said, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. In verse 54, as he put them all out, took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. Maid, arise. I'm going to preach on this topic here this morning. In the house, but not in the room. In the house, but not in the room. Would you lift up holy hands all over this place? Spirit of a living God, fall fresh on us today. God, we need your help. Speak your word with clarity today. God, let your word fall upon good ground. Let it take root. Let it bring forth much fruit. God, we're depending on you. Heal, save, and deliver. Set free. Break the bondage of sin. Break the yokes of addictions off of your people here today, God. We thank you for it now. We thank you. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor with the church. Say amen. Amen. Would you say amen once again? Yeah. Can we give the Lord one more thunderous applause before we're seated? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church family, clap your hands. Come on, give them one more thunderous applause. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to begin by telling us, church family, that there is no place like the house of God. Amen. I said there is no place like the house of God. Amen. And this is one reason why the devil will try to do everything to keep us out of the house of God. And he'll try to do everything to keep us from separated from the house of God, because in the house of God, that's where the miracle happens. That's where God can get a hold of his people. And there is no place. And I want to show us here in Genesis 28 and 15, it says, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. These are the words of God that is speaking to Jacob as he is running from his brother Esau. And here it is, Jacob is having a bad time because he's scared. He don't know what Esau is going to do to him. But here it is, Jacob finds a place and he says, God, I've got to get a hold hold of you. I've got to hear from you, because I don't know what tomorrow holds. And here it is that God is trying to tell Jacob again here the promises that he has for his life. He says, hey, Jacob, I am still with you, and will keep thee in all places, whether thou goest, and bring thee again unto this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Church family, every time I come into the house of God, I want to take advantage of everything that God has for me. I don't want God to shortchange me. God, I'm not in a rush. God, I'm here now, and I am in your presence. Want somebody to hear the words of the Lord. God is trying to tell somebody, I am with thee. I haven't forgot you in the storm. I haven't forgot you in the trial, but I'm right here with you. I have not left you. He's right there, church. God has not left us in the trial. He has not left us. He's right there. Tells Jacob, he says, hey, I'm right there. And he says, Jacob says, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? There is none other but the house of God. And this, lean in here, right, church family, this is the gate of heaven. If you look at the house of God like the gate of heaven, you'll do your best to, every time the doors are open, you'll be in the house of God, because I want to make heaven my home. There is no place like the house of God. I said, there is no place like the house of God. Church family, can I let us know something here? The hardest time when the devil tells you don't go to church, you might as well sleep in on a Sunday morning. It's a little cold. That's the most important service you need. I said, that's the most important service you need, is the one he fights you the most. Because I want to tell somebody, you're in the right place at the right time. And we are worshiping and serving the right God. Jacob said, this is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. I don't know about you, but I'm not one. I don't want to run as one that just beateth the air. Church family, I'm doing this on purpose. I said, I'm serving God on purpose. I said, I'm serving God on purpose. And I want to follow everything that God has for me. And I'm just not satisfied with just hanging around, church folk. No, I want everything God has for me. I said, I want everything. This is the gate of heaven. I feel mercy in this house. I said, I feel mercy in this house. I said, you ought to thank God for the day somebody knocked on your door. You better thank God for the day that you came cross paths with somebody to say, hey, come to my church. Come to the house of God. You better thank God for a bus that rolled up on your curb one day. You better thank God for the mercy, because I don't know about you, but if it had not been, I said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. I don't know where I'd be. A lot of times we can take our house of God for granted. A lot of times we can take our men of God for granted. And say, oh, they'll always be there. Oh, the house of God will always be there. Ah, But yeah, there is a thing called a city of refuge. And you better thank God that you made it into the city of refuge. Young people, hear me. Don't take this for granted. Because one day, a lot of times we want to take some breaks. And we want to say, oh, I can come into the house of God anytime I want to. And you better pray to God that God feels that same way. Because there is a moment called too late. I said there is a moment called too late. And you better take advantage of today, because today is the day of salvation. I said don't put it off. I said don't put it off. Don't play with God. Don't play with the mercies of God. Don't play with God. I said don't play with God. You're in the house today. I said, you're in the house today. And mercy's in the house. I said, mercy's in the house. Yay. There is no place like the house of God. Brothers and sisters, saints and friends, I want to tell us, take advantage of mercy. Take advantage of the mercies and the greatness of God. And we've got to do things God's way. I said, well, you got to do things God's way. You can't do things your own way, because we serve a God of order. I said, we serve a God of order. I said, we serve a God of order that you just can't do any old thing. A lot of times people want to say, I can come to God as you are. Yes, you can. But the thing about God, you won't stay as you are. I said, you won't stay as you are. I said, I serve a life-changing God. And that's the problem with many other religions. That's the problem with many other religions. It's because, you know why? You can go through a service and sit there and not change a bit. Not let nothing, no addictions. You come in addicted and you leave addicted. Yeah, you come in struggling with the same depression and the same anxiety you always. But I'm here to tell somebody, you're in the right house. I said, you're in the right house. You're in the life. I serve a life-changing God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I don't want to take all day here. But he told the children of Israel, be seated here. He tells the children of Israel, Elijah goes up on Mount Carmel and he says, hey, don't you halt between two opinions. It's time for you to make a choice. It's time for you to make a choice. But I love this here. He said, hey, we're going to make a sacrifice. You get your bullock. You get your sacrifice. We get your altar. But he says, we're not going to put no fire on it. Because he said, let the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And I said all that to say this, let the God that really changes your life, let him be God. And that's why he had tell them, the prophets of Baal, because he know no fire was going to fall. And that's why today, you better thank God you're in the house of God, because I serve the right God. I serve a life-changing God. I serve a God that don't need a 12-step program. I serve a God that can change your life in a moment, in an instant. Yeah, let the God that answered by fire, let him be God. Let the God that unnerves you, makes you a little nervous, says, oh man, God, I gotta give up some sin. Yeah, that'll separate you from God. I said sin will separate you from God. Yeah, you ought to feel a little conviction in church. I said you ought to feel conviction in church, because I'm telling you, a God that don't want to keep you like you are, a God that wants to change your life, wants to feel you a little uncomfortable, because God is saying, I want mercy. Here is mercy. Hear mercy. Come to me while it's time. Come to me while it's day. Because here it is, my brother, already use the scripture. Nicodemus come to Jesus by night. And he said, hey, wait a minute. Jesus, I know you're not some ordinary man. You're something that's special about you. See, Nicodemus was wondering, how, wait a minute, I've been listening to you. I've been seeing what you've been doing, Jesus. I've been in the house, but how do I get in the room? How do I really take advantage of the life-changing God? I know there's something special about you. And he says, hey, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again. I said, yeah, you gotta be born again. I said, you gotta be born again. Yeah, because that old man, I said, that old man, that old nature, you gotta die out to that old nature. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I needed my life changed. I needed my brain washed. I needed a washing. He said, hey, how do I get John? He said, I'm talking about John 3 and 5. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and the spirit. Uh-huh. See, here's the thing. We want to do things our own way. We want to say, oh, God, I come. I want to do things on my own time, on my own way. God, I want to do, everybody got their truth. No, no, no. I said the word of God has to be established as the true words of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Yeah, we got to stand sure on the promises of God. We got to stay in the book. Everybody wants to say, oh, I believe. I have my experience. You got to know, make your calling and election sure. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I told you, got to do things God's way. Be seated here. See, we got to repent of our sins. I mean, really repent. Church family, these altars up here, a lot of times we see them and we get used to seeing them. And a lot of times we come down here and a lot of times people don't want to have the full effect of the altar. You know what an altar represents? An altar represents the same way we treat an alteration shop. Yeah, we take our clothes to an alteration for them to do what? Change things. So when we come down to an altar, guess what we're saying? God, change me. I'm not coming down to an altar just to look good, just to look pretty, but no, God, I lay open before you. God, I need you to change me. Uh-huh, yeah. It ought to change you, yeah. I said, it ought to change you. We fall into an altar to say, God, alter my life. Hey. Taking a step further. You need to say, God, I'm truly sorry. Repentance means I'm going one way and I'm turning away. I'm turning away. I'm tired of living that way. I'm tired of living that way. A lot of times we want to come down and cry crocodile tears. Sorry I got caught and all this stuff. But we know good and well we ain't going to give up the weed. We ain't going to give up the drugs. We ain't going to give up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I'm getting down to where we're living. We know good and well we ain't going to give up nothing we doing. But God has said, hey, I'll wait. I'll wait till you really ready. I'll wait till you really ready. Because you need to turn away and say, God, I'm truly sorry. I'm truly sorry. I'm not going to go back to it. I'm not going to go back to it. Uh-huh, I'm preaching right through here. I'm not going to go back to it. I'm really sorry. Uh-huh, and then you need to forgive everybody that's ever hurt you. There's a lot of time we want to drag things to the altar and say, God, they never said sorry.
God, I'm still carrying things a while from my childhood because mama never said sorry for what mom and daddy, what they said and what they didn't say. No, you got to leave that at an altar. I said, you got to leave that at an altar and say, God, I'm turning my life over to you. I'm for real. I'm tired of living this way. God, I turned my life. We've been carrying around childhood trauma, things that's happened years and years and years ago. You need to lay that stuff down in an altar. I said, lay it down in an altar and say, God, forgive me of all of my sins. I forgive myself. I forgive mama and daddy for what they said and what they didn't say. I forgive, yeah, I serve a God that can reverse generational curses. I said, I serve a God that can erase generational curses. I don't care if mama was that way. I don't care if grandmama was that way. Somebody didn't say, I'm a child of the King. I said, I'm a child of the King, and things are different now. Except you are born of the water and the Spirit. Yeah, you got to go through the water. I said, you got to go through the water. It's a good day for somebody to make up your mind to say, I've got to go down in Jesus' name. It's time for somebody to make your calling and election sure. I said, if you don't know what the preacher said when he put you down in the water, it's a good day to make sure that you had a name applied to your life. You got to go down in Jesus' name. Got to go down in the water. I love this. Children of Israel coming out of the wilderness, go through a Red Sea. All of a sudden they go walking around in the wilderness for 40 years. And here it is, a whole new generation arises. And then they go through and they reach a Jordan River. And what God is trying to show us, that holy pattern is, water is essential. That whole new generation, guess what? They had to go through their Jordan River. So God was saying, hey, you still gotta go through the water. Your old ancestors went through a Red Sea, but you gotta go through a Jordan River. Yes, you got to go through the water. I said, you gotta be washed in it. You gotta have your sins washed away. It's a good day for somebody to get baptized in Jesus' name. Born of the water and the Spirit. Gotta let God fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I said, we serve a life-changing God. That's why. You keep falling down time and time again because you know why? You can't do this in our own flesh. We don't have enough willpower to say, I'm never going to go back to a life of sin. Right. No, because you know why? You need God. He said, I won't leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send you a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. You need God's presence in your life. I said, you need God's presence in your life. That's the infilling of the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then I have God's power. That's why I can live a life above sin, because I got God on my side. I said, I've got God on my side. We can't do this on our own. In our flesh dwelleth no good thing. That's why I've got to turn my life over to God. Yeah, it's a good day for somebody to get the Holy Ghost. I said, it's a good day for somebody to get the Holy Ghost and take advantage of a life-changing God. Let me start preaching here. Here we are. We read in our text about a very familiar scripture here, story. So a man comes to Jesus and says, hey, my daughter's sick. My daughter's really sick. And I need you to do something. Because if you don't do something, she's gone. If you don't do something, she's gone. And Jesus says, okay, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to come to your house. Is there anybody that has a need in the house that says, Jesus, if you don't do something, I'm going to lose something. If you don't do something, and here's the fact of the matter is, church, a lot of times God will wait till we get to that point. Because a lot of times we feel like our last name can help us, our bank account can help us. Oh, I can do this, I can do that. And we try to do everything but lean on God. A lot of times God will wait for us and say, okay, I'm going to let you make a mess of things. I'm going to let you mess it up more and more and more for you all of a sudden to say, I'm through, God. I'm tired of messing with. I got to turn it over to you. Yeah. Is there anybody in the house that, God, I'm not going to wait till I mess it up, God. I'm going to turn things over to you. Says, hey. Jesus, I need you to do something. I need you to do something in my life. Here it is, Jairus' daughter lying at the point of death. Desperate need to say, Jesus, I need you to do something. They start to go down his way to Jairus' house. And all of a sudden, there's a shift in the scripture. All of a sudden, as they go into Jairus' house, all of a sudden they're interrupted by a lady with the issue of blood. All of a sudden, a lady with the issue of blood steps in and interrupts this whole story. And a lot of times we love to talk about that lady with the issue of blood. And how she had the desperation she had to say, hey, God, I need to touch. I need to just touch something that's touching him. I don't even need to touch Jesus. I just need to touch the hem of his garment. And here it is. A lot of times we want to get to her. But what I want to emphasize here is Jairus' thoughts. Because Jairus is thinking, wait a minute, you was going to my house. How in the world, you gonna heal this lady and you was going to my house and I told you my daughter is the point of death? Is there anybody in the house that's ever felt like, God, somebody has interrupted your blessing and God has forgotten about you? As he was heading to his house, all of a sudden a lady thrust through and said, I've got a touch, gets her blessing and keeps on shouting. And Jairus is looking and saying, wait a minute, my daughter is dying and you ain't done nothing about my problem yet. Uh-huh. How many of us have felt interrupted, felt like God has left us in the storm and said, hey, everybody else getting their blessing, but I ain't got mine yet. Everybody else's kids are coming to church and mine still ain't came yet. Jesus, where you at? Jesus, where you at? And then all of a sudden we go on the story, brother. All of a sudden they said, hey, don't even worry about him coming. Your daughter is dead. Man, I know Jairus' heart sunk and said, what? If you probably wouldn't have healed that lady with the issue of blood, my daughter might would still be living. Oh, Jairus' heart sunk, man. And I know I'm a parent. I know many of us are. But it's something about a parent when you know your child is sick. You know something weighs on your heart because, man, I can't do nothing to help them. I'm doing everything. I went to the masters, everybody said, and then a lady interrupted me with the issue of blood. She interrupted Jesus. And maybe Jesus would have got there a few more minutes. My daughter might not have died. Now here it is, Jairus. Man, I'm glad for the lady. We're glad for the lady. This your boy, we happy for you. Since we happy, but man, my situation is dead. This is the thing I love about God. Is it's never over. When Jesus is involved, it's never over. I said, when Jesus is involved, it's never over. I said, when Jesus is involved, it's never over. He said, I'm still coming, Jairus. And I came to tell somebody, Jesus is still with you. He hasn't left you in the storm. He hasn't forgot you. Yes, everybody else might seem like they're getting a breakthrough, but God is still saying, I still got something for you. I'm still coming to your house. I'm still going to perform a miracle. Here they are. I know Jairus' heart is a little bit weary at this point. Man, then they come on and say, hey, Jairus, don't forget it, don't even worry him. Your daughter's dead. It's over. Don't worry about it. Tell Jesus, go on and find somebody else to heal. Jesus, go ahead and go to somebody else's house. Because Jairus, you might as well. It's over. It's over. It's over. I came to speak life into somebody's situation. I said, I came to speak life into somebody's situation. You think it's dead? You think it's over? You think, oh man, I venture to say things. I'm going way back in your mind here. Things, venture to say things you don't even stop praying about. Things you don't stop praying about because everybody said, oh, it's over. You ain't even got to worry about that. It's over. It's over. I want to tell somebody, Jesus is still coming to your house. I said, Jesus is still, he's still real. I said, he's still real. Here it is. Here it is. Jesus still makes his way. Somebody can come to music because I'm really about done. Here it is, Jesus coming to Jairus' house. And now here he gets there. And all you see is everybody mourning. Everybody going crazy. All the mourning, everybody's just cutting up. Everybody's getting the funeral plans together. Everybody's just going crazy because she's dead. It's dead. It's dead. So I like to say it. It's dead, dead. It's dead. It's dead. Jesus says, hey, I'm here now. This is my point about being in the house, but not in the room. Because visitor, friend, church, family, we're glad you're in the house. This is the gate of heaven still. But God doesn't just want us to hang around the house. He doesn't just want us to have a good feeling and leave. And man, I fulfill my obligation. I fulfill mama's obligation. I told him I'd come. I told him I'd visit. I told him, but I'm here to tell somebody, we're glad you're in the house. We're glad you're in the house. We're thankful you're in the house. But God has way more for us. He gets to the house and hears everybody mourning. And he says, hey, wait a minute. In order for me to perform a miracle, everybody got to go. You got to get out. If you don't believe, get out. Tells everybody that's mourning, he said, hey, get out. Get out. And that's what I want to tell us here today. You got to let go of all that self-doubt. You got to let go of all that unbelief. You got to let go of all that stuff. Knowing, hey, God, you showed up a little bit too late. God, and I still serve an on-time God. I said, I still serve an on-time God. May not come, but I still serve an on-time God. And knows when to show up and when to show out. Because here it is. He says, hey, wait a minute. Everybody got to go. Y'all mourners, go. Go. He said, I'm taking Peter, James, and John, mom and dad. And guess what? We're going in the room. We're going in the room. Because you know why? When Jesus is, everybody, that doubt, you can't be there. That unbelief, it can't be there. When Jesus steps in, you got to realize and say, Jesus, I give you full control. Jesus, I hand it over to you. God, I can't. I take my hands off the wheel. I take it, God. You got to do something with this. Jesus said, okay. Gets in the room. And this is where I want to get to here this morning. It's time for somebody to come in the room. I said it's time for somebody to come in the room. Sis, you can start playing whenever you're ready. It's time for somebody to come in the room. Because I know it's nice hanging around. I know it's nice, rubbing shoulders. Yeah, because a lot of people was there. But guess what? A lot of people wasn't there for a miracle. A lot of people was at the house. But they wasn't there for a miracle. Jesus said, I only want the people that come. And you came expecting for a miracle. If you came for a show, if you came just as an obligation, oh, you can go ahead and get in line at the buffet. But how many of us that say, I came for a miracle? I came to be changed. I came for God to do something in my life. Because in the room, this is where the miracle happens. In the room is where it really happens. In the room is where you really get the Holy Ghost. I said, in the room is where the miracle happens. Let's all stand here. He gets in the room. He only takes the ones that really believe in him. He said, hey, Jairus, I know I healed the woman with the issue of blood on the way here. I know I did, Jairus. I know I did, Jairus. I didn't forget about you. I didn't forget about you. I didn't forget about you. He said, hey, Jairus, let's go in the room. Young daughter, 12 years old, the Bible records her situation, records her age, but doesn't record her name. Tell us, God is saying, I can do anything. Because we can put ourselves all in this situation here. Says, he goes in the room and says just a few words. Says, maid, arise. See, it's time for somebody to get up. It's time for somebody to have a life-changing moment. It's time for somebody to get up and really start living. I said, it's time for somebody to get up and say, I've never lived life like this before. Because it's not the will of God for us just to get up, go to work, go back to bed in this endless cycle. No. But he said, I came to give us life and that more abundantly. He came to give you. It's time for somebody to get up. I said, it's time for somebody to get up. He says, maid, arise. Maid, arise. Came, I'm speaking life into somebody's situation. I'm about to open up these altars. But in order for us to see a miracle, we got to do like Jesus did. We got to put out all the mourners. You got to put out all the disbelief. You got to put out all that self-doubt. You got to put out all that stuff. You got to put out all that. Oh, preacher, I done tried that before. Preacher, I done tried that before. I want to tell somebody, try again. I said, try again. I said, try again. Before we open up these altars, I want to make sure only the ones that want to come in the room, only the ones that say, God, I'm turning everything over to you. I'm not going to hide nothing from God. I'm lay open before you. God is not scared of your mistakes. He's not scared of your sins. He said, you just come down to an altar and you let me put them into a sea of forgetfulness. You repent of your sin. He's not scared of your mistakes. He's not scared of your shortcomings because he saw them all. He saw them all. He saw you when you was doing, yeah, you can't hide from God. I said, you can't hide from God. But God is just waiting on you to say, hey, I'm here, God. I'm here, God. I'm here. And what I want us to do now, I want us to gather in up front, church family. Come on, it's time for somebody to come in the room. It's time for somebody to come in the room this morning. Come on, it's time for you to come in the room. It's time for you to come in the room. Come on, that's where the miracle is. That's where the miracle is. Come on, that's where the miracle is. Come on, come on. I want us to gather in as close as we can. Come on, come on, come on. Keep gathering in, keep gathering in.
If there's anybody here who's
come on, come on, yeah, yeah. You're doing the right thing, sis. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on in the room.
If there's anybody here who's seen,
come on in the room. Come on, come on, come on.
Here brought through the fire.
Come that's in the room. Come on.
Amen. Anybody here felt joy in the midst of sorrow?
Come on, come on.
Peace in the storm. Hope.
Come on, I want you to lift up holy hands all over this place.
Time and time.
Come on, lift up holy hands. Come on, lift up holy hands.
Amen.
Say, God, I turn my life over to you, God.
If there's anybody here who's found him faithful, anybody here who
come on, in the room is where the miracle happens. Come on, in the room is where the miracle happens. Come on.
If there's anybody,
come on, church family, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice.
Amen.
Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice.
Found joy in the midst of sorrow. Peace in the storm.
Come on.
Tomorrow.
Come on, we're in the room now. Come on, may it arise. May it arise. May it arise.
Say amen.
Come on, it's time.
If there's anybody here who's found him faithful, anybody.
you pray with somebody near you right now that the Holy Ghost would minister? Come on, pray for the charge of the Holy Ghost right now, the anointing of God. Help me pray with somebody. Come on, find somebody to pray with. Amen. There's these that need help today, that need a boost from heaven. Hallelujah. Come on, your prayer works. Come on, pray. Put it in action. Put it in gear this morning. Amen. Find somebody to pray with. Hallelujah. Come on, there's these that need the Holy Ghost today. Hallelujah. We're believing with trust in Jesus. Come on, He's the Master. He's a life giver. Anybody needs to be anointed with oil this morning. You need to be touched in your body. Amen. You need healing. We want you to make your way up here. If you can't get up here, just wave at me. Say, Pastor, I need to be anointed. Amen. If you need to be anointed with oil, we want you to come make your way. Amen. I feel the Lord's healing today in this house. Amen. The Lord is our healer, the word says. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. God's still operating. God's still doing the work today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With and by His stripes this morning. Amen. Get ready to be healed. Hallelujah. Get ready for your answer this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Amen. Would you let God do something today? Hallelujah. Let Him do that special thing in the name of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We're going to believe the Lord. We're going to trust the Lord. Come on. The Lord is able to heal the sick and the weak today.
For a minute was I forsaken.
is in this place. The Lord is in this place. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this place. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this place. Chains are broken. Eyes are open. Miracles are in this place. Hearts are extended. Miracles are in this place. Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit. I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not for one minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit. Bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit. Dry bones.
now. Let the miracle worker work.
A miracle.
Let the miracle worker work.
A miracle can happen in this place.
Would you stand with us right now? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's important that we could have your attention and focus right now. I want your focus and attention. The Lord has spoken this place this morning, and God's not done, because His word wants to continue to pass this service. Nobody can really do your praying for you but you. Nobody can do your worshiping for you but you. You're the answer for who? You. And I want you to pray right now for you, that when you leave here this morning, that the channel is still open for God to speak and to use you. Would you do that right now? Lord, help me, God. Help me, oh Lord Jesus, to hear, to receive. Hallelujah. Don't talk to anybody right now but Jesus. I'm telling you, even the Holy Ghost is wanting to minister right now. Come on, would you pray with me right now? The Lord, in your name, 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 Jesus, use my life. Use me, Jesus. Use me, Jesus. Speak through me. Help me, Lord. In your name, Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. We're so honored, all our guests that's with us today. If you have any questions of what this is all about, I mean, ask us. Saint of God in this place, let me talk to you. We're not getting younger, some of us. The finish line's getting closer. I want you to be ready to meet God. Amen. Anything in your heart, anything in your life that is holding you up, hindering you. If you've got something in your life or heart that's hindering, amen, take care of it now. Don't think around the corner, around the curve, I'll take care of things tomorrow. We'll never get here. Today's the day of salvation. Don't ever take lightly the opportunity of the open door to the throne of God. Well, there's liberty. Amen. Get in the boat. Get in with all your heart. You can't ride the old ship of Zion and not be in the boat. You got to get in the boat with God. Amen. God bless you today. Remember our service this evening, 6 o'clock prayer. I need you here. I need warriors here. I'm not speaking to somebody else. I'm talking to you. I need you here 6 o'clock to fill this place with anointed prayer. Text somebody. See somebody's not here, text them. Invite somebody to the house of God tonight. And we're going to believe the Lord to fill people with the gift of the Holy Ghost and fill us. Amen. Praise God. How many wants to leave here with something in your soul? Amen. How many have children you want to see filled with the Holy Ghost? Prodigals. Sons and daughters. Yes. Neighbors, friends, family members, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles. Yes. Let's get them in the ark. God bless you. Thank you, brother and sister Albritton. And tonight, we look forward to what God's going to do. God's not done. Remember, God's not done. And don't let the devil steal what God's done. God bless. Let's go to heaven. How?